Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Flu epidemic sweeps South China as COVID wanes. Written by Qi Jianning, Zhao Jinzhao, and Wang Xintong. Published in Caixin Global. Narrated by Jenny McKenzie. As China's biggest COVID-19 outbreak in 2 years wanes, flu cases have spiked across southern China, with experts warning that the disease may sweep across the country as COVID controls weaken natural immunity. In the period from May 23rd to June 19th, the country recorded 347 local flu outbreaks in 10 or more cases in a week, up from 98 in the same period a year ago, said the Chinese National Influenza Center, CNIC. Most of the recent cases were infected with H3N2, a strain of the influenza A virus, in provincial-level regions including Guangdong, Fujian, Guangxi, Jiangxi, and Hainan, the CNIC report said. Patients, mainly children, were more likely to develop complications and severe symptoms, experts and hospital staff told Caixin. The H3N2 virus was responsible for a global pandemic at the start of the 1960s, killing at least 1 million people, Bloomberg reported. Southern China hasn't seen such a spread of summer flu since COVID-19 began. With control measures implemented to stop the novel coronavirus, such as mask wearing and crowd restrictions, the incidence of respiratory infections, including influenza, has dropped significantly. There were 668,000 cases of flu in China last year, down from 3.5 million in 2019, government data showed. However, this has created a serious side effect. More residents are now vulnerable to a disease that can be extremely serious if the measures against COVID are relaxed. Cai Weiping, an infectious disease specialist at Guangzhou 8th People's Hospital, told Caixin that there was a relatively high risk of a flu epidemic sweeping the country later this year, as the virus may spread to northern China with the movement of people. Taking Guangdong as an example, Cai said, the province has seen a drop in COVID cases since the start of June, and the public has been lax in its awareness of personal protection. This, along with other factors such as inadequate indoor ventilation in the summer, has created conditions for a flu outbreak, he said. Moreover, as local governments have not conducted mass testing for the flu as they have for COVID, the real number of flu patients could be far higher than reported, Cai said. The new wave of flu outbreaks has put fever clinics under pressure, as they have to find a balance between treating a rising number of flu patients and preventing another COVID outbreak. Many fever clinics in southern China are now crowded with flu patients, especially children. Li Shuhua, a doctor with Guangzhou Women and Children's Medical Center, told Caixin that fever clinics in the center's two sections admitted more than 2,600 child patients on June 20th, up from over 1,500 on June 10th, double the number from the same time last year. Preliminary medical results showed that over 70% of the patients had flu, Li said. The medical center has increased the number of doctors and nurses at its fever clinics, she said. To reduce the risk of healthy people getting infected with COVID-19, it has also allowed qualified children with fever from June 19th to go home after treatment, rather than wait for their COVID test results inside the fever clinics, she added. Previously, the country's anti-COVID playbook required all fever patients to provide valid negative test results before treatment. On June 24th, Guangzhou's Health Commission issued a notice, making it clear that as long as children with fever and their accompanying family members hadn't been to risky areas in the past 14 days, had green digital health codes, and hadn't contracted COVID before, the children could be treated for the flu first and wait for their test results at home. Health commissions in Fujian province and Shenzhen issued similar notices relaxing COVID rules for fever patients at around the same time, despite recording low numbers of COVID cases. Some flu-hit cities face a lack of drugs as well as a lag in flu vaccinations. Several medical industry insiders told Caixin some cities in Fujian and Guangdong have seen their supply of flu drug, oseltamivir, fall short amid the outbreak. Local pharmacies have been left scrambling to obtain drugs from other regions. A branch head of a drugstore chain in Guangzhou told Caixin all types of oseltamivir in her store had been taken out of stock for a week, and it remains unclear when fresh supplies would arrive. The head of a branch of another chain drugstore told Caixin all of their stores had been out of oseltamivir for half a month. Local governments will find it hard to boost flu vaccination rates in the near future, representatives of several vaccine makers told Caixin. As last year's vaccine market during the flu season was sluggish, due partly to the COVID vaccination drive, companies that develop flu vaccines have taken a wait-and-see attitude to the resumption of sales this year, their representative said, adding that an increase in the number of vaccines on the market was unlikely. Indeed, flu vaccination rates in China have been lagging for several years. In 2020, fewer than 4.2% of Chinese residents were given a flu jab, government data showed. The rate was 4.3% among those aged over 60, according to a study by the Chinese Center for Disease Control and Prevention. The World Health Organization recommended at least 75% of people aged 65 and above should be vaccinated.